Well, good morning. It is 8:47 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. Nice to see you again, Don Wilson from Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Good to be back.
It's good to see you, and you brought the snow with you.
Oh, boy. Coming down.
Good to see you this morning. Don, as we get started, I know we got a lot to talk about here with Veterans Day, but as we get started, once again, if you would, tell our listeners what Evergreen Memorial Trust is all about.
Evergreen Memorial Trust is a family-owned cemetery company. We operate 5 cemetery properties in the Valley.
Okay. Now, of course, yesterday was Veterans Day, very special day, Don. What kind of Veterans Day activities occurred at Evergreen Properties for and in honor of Veterans Day?
Yeah, we honored our veterans over the weekend. We had flags placed on all the veterans' graves at our cemeteries. We had the VFW post and Patrick Henry ROTC put flags out at Evergreen, and some Cub Scout packs and troops in the county put flags out at Vinton. And, of course, as we do on all patriotic holidays, we flew our Avenue of Flags at Mountain View Memorial Park.
Sure. And if you would, tell our listeners, who are some of the notable veterans that are buried at the Evergreen properties?
Yeah, sure. You know, I mentioned Bill Overstreet last week. That is a World War II fighter ace. We also, Terry Plunk, who was killed in Desert Storm, was a William Byrd graduate, was killed in Desert Storm and is buried at Mountain View Cemetery. We've got some others. Carter Burgess was a pretty well-known businessman in the area. He carried the D-Day plans from Eisenhower to the French president to let him know about what was going on with D-Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we're speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust. You know, Don, speaking of Veterans Day, do you offer any special benefits to veterans?
Sure. Yeah, you know, all veterans are entitled to a free grave marker for their graves, and we have a veteran section in Mountain View and Boone's Mill, special area that's set aside for veterans. And, you know, one of the things that's great about our properties for veterans is that, unlike some veteran cemeteries, you can have your family buried with you, and you can be in a place of your choosing. So that's a big benefit and one of the advantages of properties at Evergreen.
Okay, speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, I know we had talked about some of your walking tours you have. When do you have one coming up anytime soon? Are you done for this year, or how does that work?
Well, we typically do our walking tour on Columbus Day weekend.
Okay.
But we're happy to give tours at any time to to a group that wants to come in, or you can do a self-guided tour.
Okay. And how, Don, if you would, before I let you go today, you know, a lot of history at your properties. If you would, tell us again where your properties are and how our listeners can get in touch with you if they'd like to take a tour, if they want information about, you know, the things we talked about with the benefits to veterans.
Yep.
How can they reach you?
Yep, sure. Well, you can reach us on the web as easy as Evergreen Memorial Trust, and there's jump-off links there to each of our various properties that are located in Boone's Mill, Vinton, Buena Vista, and, of course, our hub in Roanoke at Evergreen Burial Park.
Okay. That's Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. And, Don, always good to see you. And you always have some interesting things to say. And we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
We'll come back in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Joey.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don. And this has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.